Welcome back everyone to the MASTP podcast. My name is Khushi Sehgal and today we're in conversation with Dr. Kumar. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Khushi.
So, sir, why don't we start with your introduction. Could you tell us something about your background, qualification and area of research interest, please?
Okay. So, Khushi, you must be knowing because you have been the student of MASTP program for last two semesters, and I have been teaching you people the quantitative techniques till now, and in this semester I taught you the population and health course. I basically, my educational background, if you ask me, I did my bachelor and master's in geography from Banaras Hindu University. And then I went to Mumbai, where I did my MPhil in Population Studies from International Institute for Population Sciences. And then I did my PhD in Development Economics from Indian Institute of Technology, Roorkee. So looking at the diversity of my training and educational background, you see, I'm in true sense a kind of interdisciplinary person, and I have been using all these learnings and trainings or skills what I have acquired during this degrees in my research work and then in teaching as well. So my area of research, actually, I work more or less at large, you can say, in population and development issues. But since last one decade, if you look at my research work, their main focus has been on reproductive, maternal, newborn, child health care services, okay, and then related child mortality, neonatal mortality related aspects.
Thank you so much, sir, for that introduction. Sir, since you've been teaching us a lot about demography and public health this semester, and we know that you're an expert in that field, what do you think about this interdisciplinary course that MASTP is? What are your thoughts about it?
See, MASTP, if you look at the program structure, at the genesis of this program lies in its multidisciplinarity. And the four pillars of this program is your natural sciences, social sciences, and health sciences and management sciences. So health sciences, and to some extent you can say public health or population thing, that is one of the very important aspect of this program, because we produce or are thought to produce a cadre of development practitioners who would be given this course and going through the entire 2 years of this course, they would have enough adequate skills for taking up any kind of development projects. Okay, so from that point of view, if you look at my subject also, demography, if you remember, we taught you that difference between demography and population studies. Demography is, to some extent, is a quantitative science, but population studies, that is a kind of interdisciplinary subject, because when we investigate any population issue or any development issues, we have to answer those why question. In most of those disciplines, we look at this is the status, this is the scenario of this problem or development aspects. But if you have to address those challenges, development challenges, you will have to understand all aspects of those problems. Then only we could come up with certain kinds of interventions to regulate or to improve those aspects if that is positive. So from that point of view, population study itself, it's a kind of interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary science. And SDP is also, if you look at, it tries to engross or encapsulate all those tools and techniques, theoretical understandings to cope up with or to give a solutions to those challenges what our society is presently facing.
Absolutely. So sir, since sustainable development as a field and as a course is quite upcoming now, and a lot of universities have been starting to provide this course, so what do you think is unique about MASTP and why should someone choose TERI?
The program has, the uniqueness is in its multidisciplinarity and the holistic approach, the application of those holistic approach we adopt to train our students to address development challenges in the society. One thing. Then you must have heard about that recently that Ministry of Education is trying to implement the recent National Education Policy 2020 in most of those universities. If you compare the STP program with all other traditional postgraduate or this type of program which is being offered in other universities, other Indian universities, that is completely different. Okay, what they are proposing to making a transformation in the education system, especially in higher education today, we have been doing it since last one decade. Okay, so this is a kind of pioneer and leaders, and that's why TERI SAS is known for. Most of its program is multidisciplinarity in nature, and then concentrating on very holistic approach, concentrating on very practical pragmatism, pragmatic aspects of those challenges what they have to face or to solve.
So sir, one last question to you. For us, like the future practitioners, for someone who has interest in population studies or in your field only, what do you think would be the career prospects considering that we're doing this course, which is MASTP? And could you also further talk about some of your projects that you've done that you would like to share with us?
Okay. So as I said, if you look at my career also, in my early professional career, I was with National Family Health Survey. That is one of the leading survey or that kind of that provides data for policy making in India, especially in health related aspects. In wave 3 I was there, and I had a good learning there also with all international experts there from for example, Fred Arnold, Sunita Kishore, these are the very popular, demographers. I was also the part of the first global adult tobacco survey in India. In 2009, it was started. And that is a kind of adaptation of a global adult tobacco survey. And then I also got opportunity to lead a kind of monitoring and evaluation team and a strategic analysis and planning team in India Health Action Trust. Okay, and during that time also we had a good learning there, and for quite a good time, I think 6-7 years, I have also been in academics teaching you people. There are several such organizations. You must have heard about Population Council or any such ICRW, or they have been working for the improvement in RMNCH services in many of those poor states, especially in our country. There are 9 high focus states apart from there, some other states also where some of those demographic or health related indicators are, you know, are poor. So looking at those scenarios, there are so many international funders who are giving funds for new projects in those areas, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, like that. So there are ample opportunity for this these people. Apart from that, you have also opportunity in public health related projects as well, because population studies and health is linked with each other. So most of those population scientists, you will find that they are also working in public health.
Thank you so much, sir, for giving us the time to interview you, since we know you have a very, very busy schedule. And thank you so much for listening, everyone. And on that note, we end this episode. Thank you.